is the first Sunday of the year, the church year, the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of the preparation for Christmas. That's the general rubric. I heard my first Christmas carol 2 weeks ago in one of the malls. Even got a Christmas card about a week ago. I was in a house yesterday with a Christmas tree and the creche was all set up. And this is not unusual. My whole neighborhood, there are Christmas trees all over the place in people's houses. So it is really puzzling. As to what to do. I mean, this season is really anomalous. Everything's been preempted, co-opted. And I'm hard put for myself to figure out what to do with Advent. Because it means, first of all, it means resisting. Resisting the Christmas carols, resisting the Christmas trees, resisting an event that is here by anticipation, 4 weeks, that it's not supposed to happen for 4 weeks. So I propose to myself and to you a focus these four Sundays of Advent on the whole notion of beginning. Beginning, beginning, beginning. I mean, we're already celebrating the end, but the only way I know to counteract that is to say, no, we're at the beginning. We're not at the end. Beginning of what? Well, this is what I hope to lay out for myself and for you for the next 4 Sundays. But initially, the beginning of waiting. We do not wait well. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Christmas carols from courtesy of Muzak is a pretty clear indication of that. We do not wait well. There's that wonderful, that ad about, I'll wait for my laundry, I'll wait for the taxi car, but I won't wait for my connection to the internet. And, that's all a big phony because nobody wants to wait for anything. We don't wait. We are impatient. We are essentially impatient in that nasty word that Alvin Toffler made, in an age of rapidation where everything happens so fast. Everything seems to happen so fast. And yet we human beings don't grow very quickly, I know. The evidence for that is overwhelming. So what we're beginning with is trying to persuade ourselves that we really are, if we are to be real, if we are to be honest, is it that our essential status is that of waiting. And the only way I know how to do that concretely for myself is simply to take some time every day that I didn't do before Advent, may not do after Advent. 10, 15 minutes beyond whatever praying I do. Say, Trojak, you've got to be aware that you are terribly unfinished, that you are waiting for yourself. You are waiting for God. And you can only do that by spending time waiting. And that's what I think the prayer of Advent is. To wait, to consciously be aware that first of all, it's not going to happen on my timetable. I am, as Simone Weil said, waiting for God, and God will take her sweet time. God's schedule is not my schedule. So it's the discipline of Advent, I think, that we're really called upon. And it's, when I say I'm waiting for myself, I'm waiting for God, what I mean, of course, is I'm waiting for my own transformation, waiting for my own conversion, if you will. But when I thought about that, struggling to make sense of this for myself, I said, Drogdek, you're okay. Yeah, not too bad. Not too good, but you're not too bad. And so, for a further suggestion, to wait to become aware even of what needs transforming in me. You get all this passionate language from Isaiah, which sounds like a lot of pious piffle. You know, oh, we're such a mess, we're guilty, our good deeds are like rags, blah, 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 blah. It's blather for me, and maybe for you too. There's so much talk. Simply because I do not have a very clear sense. And I'm speaking quite candidly. This is not for rhetorical effect of how I am to be converted. And I suggest that maybe you may have that problem too. So the waiting is not emptiness, is not sheer emptiness, is the hope that somehow I will come to a clearer consciousness of what in me needs to be converted. What in me resists by sheer inertia more often than not. Transforming action of God. And if I do that, then I can use, as one of the Advent hymns in this nice new book has it, that great Aramaic word that ends the book of Revelation. Maranatha. That can be maybe burnt into our souls. Come, Lord Jesus.